This is Phil Rowe,
Cambridge 105 Radio.
My guest is now suitably relaxed, installed, and with me at the moment here in the studio. We have Cambridge Clean Tech on board today, the members' organisation supporting the growth of environmental goods and services, or clean tech companies, in the greater Cambridge area. Their ambition is to further develop Cambridge as a leading clean tech centre in Europe by coordinating, supporting and promoting commercial opportunities for their members. Cynthia Anand is here now from Cambridge Clean Tech. Very good morning to you, Cynthia.
Good morning, Phil.
We had your team in about a year ago, I think it was. A couple of you came then, but it's nice to see another new face from the team. But you're not a large organisation.
We are quite a small organisation.
Yeah,
six of us.
Six of you pocketed up at in King's Hedges Road.
Yes.
Which is where your office is. And I have to say to listeners that Cynthia has done very well today because she's reduced her carbon footprint by walking here. So well done to you. From the sort of thing I do to get across the city these days. And given the traffic we had this morning, you probably got here just as quickly on foot.
That's true.
Than trying to get here on a motor vehicle or other some form of internal combustion engine. It is about clean technology. Lots of companies, if I was a little cynical, I suppose, Cynthia, I could say that companies maybe are jumping on the board the bandwagon by saying they want to become clean tech. But some of them have a genuine heart to want to become a company marketing and selling lower carbon emission, say electric traction. I'm sure you have a huge portfolio of companies that you've been working with and been networking with. Can you tell me some of the ideas that some of these companies come without giving too much away? Because some of these are kind of, I suppose, close to people's chests, some of these ideas, because they don't want competitors to steal their ideas. But what are people up there? It's a very general question. What are people up to out there?
Right. So there are quite a few companies that are really have clean tech at the core of them, what they do. And a lot of them are part of our network because we help them meet investors and we help them meet other corporates who are interested in these technologies. So to give you an example, like the sky's the limit. There's someone who wants to capture carbon dioxide from the air, people who are trying to make electric refrigerators, trying to cut out carbon emissions and make zero emission bikes. There's quite a lot that can be done in this sector, and Cambridge and the UK especially have quite a few startups which are trying to do this.
And of all the places in the UK then, Cynthia, are you finding that particularly our city, Cambridge, and the sort of large technology cluster belt we have around the Cambridge is the leading centre in the UK?
Yes, definitely. It is one of the leading centres, and the growth of our company is kind of a testimony for that because we started in 2011 and we now have like 400 plus companies who are our members, and they all have clean tech somewhere in their message, so...
7 years so far for Cambridge Clean Tech. You're growing as well, but some of these companies. But some of them are very, very small when they come to you.
Yes, they are. Some of them basically just start from an idea and they're probably like working in a back room, five employees or maybe even two.
As few as just two people to start these startups. So what will they do? They therefore come to you, you collaborate with them, they become your clients, presumably.
Our members. So we're a non-profit organisation. And what we do is try to provide these clean technologies, SMEs, the all kind of support that they require. For example, if they're looking to scale up, we try to get them in touch with investors who'd be interested in investing. And that's kind of what Clean Tech Venture Day was all about. So we had a room full of investors and clean tech startups sitting together, networking, getting to know what the other person has to offer. And it was a really lively interaction and there was a lot of buzz at that day. There was a lot of... you could see that the investors were really interested in these companies. A lot of them went back with plans to get in touch with quite a few of the startups who pitched, and even those who just turned up for the event to listen to the event. We had Craig Bennett from Friends of the Earth. So he'd come down and he was talking about how these clean tech companies could be the ones driving the change in the sense of, say, carbon capture or any technology that we do need to adopt really quickly.
So you had a room full of several hundred people that came along just to observe and watch. 100 or more, just to come along and observe and to watch what was, to listen to what was going on. You had various pitching parts of the day as well. So pitch session number one in the morning, pitch session number two just before lunch, a bit of lunch, I guess, and then the pitch session three and four in the afternoon. A bit Not, well, I don't suppose it's like Dragon's Den, because nobody actually made any decisions from the investors there and then on the day, though, did they?
No, but what the investors did get a chance to do was, so we had more than 50 companies apply to be part of Cleantech Venture Day, to pitch at the event, and we had to shortlist 24 of them.
How did you do that then?
So we had a panel of judges to decide based on various parameters, like how investment ready they were.
So you had
were.
To get through the heats as a small
yes.
company, if you like, to get
yes,
to this big
definitely.
Event. Right.
Yes. So how investment ready they were was a big question. And the investors got the opportunity to ask these startups pointed questions. They wanted to know, like, what their further plans are, what they plan to do with the money they hope to get. And further on, questions about their technology. So even though they didn't actually walk away with a check, pretty much most of them walked away with the chance that they could be getting a really good opportunity.
There must be some nail-biting at the moment, Cynthia, going on. Some real fingers crossed. So these, how many there were? What was the shortlist of those that pitched?
24
companies
yes.
last week. And how much are you able to divide the money between, say, two or three really good ones? Or is there just one bursary, just one financial pot for just one winner?
So we had
in the end?
Quite a few investors at the event, and they'd all individually get in contact with the companies. So it's really up to them.
It's really up to the investors of the companies.
Yes.
These angels, if you like, investment angels,
yes, investment.
To decide whether the money goes all into one lucky company or a handful of
yes,
different
exactly.
companies with what they have. So if I was somebody who wanted to capture carbon from the atmosphere and had a big extraction plant idea, presumably what I'd have to do is come to the investor then and say, well, look, this would be my technology. So what would be the questions? Presumably the robustness of my technology. Is my technology already in development? I mean, how much do you know how much of that ultimately can be awarded, in terms of financial figures to companies? Or is it something you can't tell me, or maybe something you don't know?
It's really up to the investors on how much they choose to invest.
Any ideas? Well, what's happened in the past, in the previous years? No?
In the past, you've had quite a bit of investments that have come from Cambridge Cleantech events.
So,
for example,
yeah.
Cleantech Venture Day, it's been going on since 2006 in Finland and since last year in London. And there's been more than 600 billion euros invested.
Now, that's very significant. 600 billion euro. And that's across Brazil.
Over the last 10, 12 years.
And is that a global sum or just across Europe? Wow. Even if it goes around the world, there's, I wouldn't say plenty to go around. There's probably never enough when it comes to research and development and investment. But of course, and with that comes prosperity for people, jobs for people as well, with these new ideas. I would imagine that one of the ideas is to improve hydroelectric power efficiency. You probably have got wave motion capture, so to generate power and electricity that way. Would you say that, Cynthia, there's any particular sector that's trying to do better than another one? So pollution or reducing carbon through carbon capture, or would it be cleaner power generation? Where is the general focus going? Is there a majority in one direction?
So when I look at the companies that pitched at Cleantech Venture Day, there were quite a few companies which were involved in the clean energy sector and trying to utilize energy that could go waste in some ways. So there were companies which are trying to use energy from that was wasted from hot showers, a lot of them developing efficient energy storage mechanisms.
They're sort of like heat pumps, aren't they? These ideas to get heat from showers. So what we have a shower then, and then the hot water would normally just go away down the drain. And you think of the amount of energy, even in our homes, we've used gas electricity to heat our water. It's a nice temperature. We're having a nice shower. Hopefully we're not spending too long under the shower because of the cost of the energy and the amount of energy that we're releasing. What sort of a heat exchange in the pipe in the drain underneath the shower that would
yes.
then capture the and recirculate
something
that heat?
Of that kind? Yes.
So the heat goes back into the house rather than
being wasted.
Anglian Water's drainage system and down the sewers, which they always say are a few degrees warmer because of the amount of heat that we expend that it goes down. Under the underground, something like 5 degrees Celsius warmer than completely cold water. If I was someone then who has an idea, I'm sitting in my study at the moment listening to this, where would be a good place to go. Thinking, oh, I've had my eureka moment. I'm coming up with this really good idea for clean technology. You'll be doing this event next year, presumably.
Yes.
So what would I do? What's my starting point when I come to Cambridge Clean Tech and say, hey, guys, you know, I'd like to pitch for next year's event because I need the money to get my idea off the ground?
So we do run a lot of events, not just Clean Tech Venture Day. There are a lot of events where you meet corporates who would be interested in those technologies. If you want someone to invest in your technology and not essentially pay money to you as a startup. And if you want to pitch for Clean Tech Venture Day next year, I'd say be as clear with your idea, with your pitch, and very focused on exactly how you're going to use this money, and also have something to show on the table that you have tested it and you have proved that you can actually save 85% energy from your technology.
If you were going into Dragon's Den, I'm sure they get lots of advice from producers before they actually, because they always look so nervous on television when they had a pitch against Peter and everybody else that sit there as the dragons in the den. I'm sure you give everybody some good ideas how to pitch. And I mean, how many minutes do you get up on stage sort of trying to get your ideas across to investors?
So each company gets 5 minutes to pitch and 5 minutes to answer questions from the investors.
That's a lot of time. You've got to be clear and concise and really get your idea across.
And we also had a speed dating or speed networking session in the morning where we had 20 investors sitting at tables and companies getting to pitch to them for 10 minutes. So that was pretty exciting.
That's pretty exciting, but that's pretty tense for people because there's a lot of jeopardy. There really is, isn't there, Cynthia? When you think about it, I often wonder that some of these really good ideas that people had that have kind of like been almost placed in a waste paper basket because they never got off the ground, which probably would have been really viable. So people need to get prepared already before next year. And it doesn't sound like a long time, but you've only got now 51 weeks left before you do it again, this time, around about this time next year. If you want to find out more, go to cambridgecleantech.org.uk. The website is Cambridge Clean Tech. It's all one word, .org.uk. Find out more there. You can see some of the ideas, some of the wind farms, for instance, see some of the, shall we say, water gradients or differentials, where you are getting some hydroelectric power, I guess, from that, as well as some solar panel projects. So you can get some ideas already from there. It's also, you see some of these bio ingestors, which is where, some of the waste products that we have are then converted to useful and efficient gas to burn.
You can also check cleantechday.com/London if you want to see the deal flow of this year's event.
And there's also a link to Clean Tech Venture Day as well, Cynthia, which allows you to see a little bit more about what you might be facing if you're off down to London next year. It's done in a rather nice hotel in the centre of our capital city. Julian Harper, a former MP for Cambridge, launched the Clean Tech Manifesto in Westminster back in 2015. We'll get into politics today, of course. And in April 2017, Cambridge Clean Tech responded to the government green paper, Building Our Industrial Strategy for the Future. We all know, really, that we need to be motivated. We've been told now by the Met Office that temperatures in the UK have gone up by 1.7 degrees Celsius in the last, 30 years, if I get my facts right. So we really have to do something to cap the amount of carbon emission. And companies working with you, Cambridge Clean Tech. The other thing then is to ask you to conclude this little segment with you, Cynthia. Have you seen some real big successes at the end of all of this from some companies? Have you got companies now who've really made their mark commercially and with product innovation? Have they got products out there?
Yes, quite a few.
Any ideas? Any examples? You're going to keep that close to your chest.
There are quite a few companies which have got their products out there.
Yeah.
In clean tech, and quite a few are linked to us.
That's good news. That's very important. That's very positive. Cynthia, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.